SBS
Radio.
Joining us today on SBS Radio is Food Bank Victoria's CEO Dave McNamara. Good day, Dave.
Hi, Claudette.
Thanks for your time.
My pleasure.
Dave, New Year's is fast approaching, and with a new year comes hope and change, as they say. We are always hoping that Australia becomes a better place to live in for everyone. From people overseas, Australia is known to be a rich country. We think that, you know, everyone in Australia is living a good and abundant life. But according to Food Bank Hunger Report, there is a hidden crisis of hunger in this country, which affects 3.6 million Australians. That is quite a number.
Yeah, it's a very disappointing number is what it is. I think when you consider the natural wealth that our country has, the fact that what is essentially 15% of our population now regularly rely on emergency food to ensure their families are fed, it's very distressing, and it's hard to believe. It's very hard for people to believe that. But unfortunately, I think when you dig down into that data a bit deeper and you look at some of the recent social commentary around housing affordability, utility costs going up, and stagnant wage growth, underemployment, then if you start to think those things into the equation, it makes sense that the largest demographic of people that we're helping every year now are working families. And then it's single parents and unemployed and the homeless. It's an incredibly disappointing scenario for a country to find itself in.
Who are directly and greatly affected with the hunger crisis in this country? Are they diverse?
Oh, absolutely. It crosses cultural bounds. It crosses religious bounds. Used to have a saying that, you know, you could see the people in need on the street, but now it's the people in your street that are facing this crisis. And it knows no bounds. So, and for me, the most vulnerable in this whole equation are kids, because they have no power in this. They're at the vagaries of parents' ability to meet their financial commitments and pay the bills and put food on the table.
How about for migrants coming in Australia?
If you find yourself in a position where you're relying on government assistance, or in some cases no real government assistance, then you're incredibly vulnerable. The access to services is limited, especially services where the people that understand your issues and, I guess, are skilled in dealing with those issues, it's very limited access to a service. So you're really forced into a position where, there's only a few organisations and, you know, people would know them, the Red Cross, Asylum Seekers Resource Centre, Bridgerdine, that actually specialise in migration services, that are skilled to understand the issues that people are coming to this country with.
Do you think, Dave, the figures will rise in the coming years?
Unfortunately, I can't see why they would go down. So I don't see any change happening in utility costs in the short term. The information we have back from government and the Reserve Bank is that wage growth will continue to be stagnant. Housing affordability doesn't seem to be going backwards. It seems to be either plateauing or still increasing. And I think you're now hearing that interest rates are the next thing that are likely to move. And if interest rates move, then we already know that a lot of people are very, not highly geared, I think the word I'm looking for is, are very much stretched in terms of meeting their obligations. So even a quarter to a 0.5% interest rate rise will find a lot of families in the position where they're suddenly struggling.
Yeah, it's very disheartening. Is there anything we can do about it?
Oh, look, with every sad story, there's always hope. And I think here in Victoria, there's a lot of recognition that things need to change. And I think the current government's school breakfast program is a great example of meeting the most vulnerable with food and assistance at the most critical time for them. So to ensure that the most disadvantaged kids in our community are receiving a good, nutritious breakfast right before they learn is giving these kids the skills to both socialise, to interact in a more socially acceptable way with other kids, to turn up to school in the first place, and to have the fuel to learn properly, so that when you look down the horizon, when these kids finish school, they'll have had the best opportunities presented to them to learn and be in a position where they may not make the same mistakes that their parents made because they're better skilled up, that got their parents in the situation where they were relying on breakfast at a school. Their children won't have that.
Yeah, can you say, Dave, that it's the fault of the parents why children are suffering nowadays?
You don't blame anyone in this equation because it's too sad a story and it's too easy to blame. So I prefer not to place blame on anyone. We all make decisions in our lives. Sometimes those decisions are good decisions and sometimes those decisions are bad decisions. So I think it's very easy to blame the victim rather than assist the victim. So I don't like to blame people. Things happen to all of us in life.
In the food report, the charities are struggling in meeting the rising need for food relief. It says that 10% are individuals seeking food relief from charities. 65,000 is the number of people seeking food relief each month who are unable to be assisted by charities, while 37% is the percentage of the charities meeting the full needs of the people they assist. Is there a shortage?
Yeah, well, there's a shortage of a number of things. So firstly, there's a shortage of food. So getting access to food becomes and is becoming much more difficult. And there's a number of reasons around that. So we've lost a lot of food manufacturing businesses overseas because it's an easier or cheaper opportunity for organisations to make a better profit. On top of that, organisations here have introduced new inventory systems which make it much easier to manage their stock, and so there's less opportunity for wastage. And I applaud that because any business should be looking to maximise the opportunity of making a profit. That just makes it a bit harder for us to get food. And look, the industry works very closely with Food Bank to ensure that where there is wastage with food that's perfectly good to eat, that Food Bank gets it. I think the other part of the equation is that while businesses are moving to minimise their waste, the need is growing at a greater rate than we can meet. So it is a question of finding food to give to people. On the other side of that, it's financial. So a lot of agencies, we call them agencies, but charities. So we support here in Victoria 480 charities with food. Find it very hard to turn their own lights on because they find it difficult to find funding. So we've got agencies out there that are much like households that have been hit with utility costs and they can't afford to turn their lights on. I know of a couple of agencies where people are having to turn up and the agency can't afford to turn on their heating or their lights because they can't pay their own bills. So that makes it very difficult to provide assistance to people. So it's a complicated equation and it's a difficult one to resolve.
How can we help address this issue? Surely your organization is doing your best to help. How about for Australian citizens who want to take part in the hopes of eradicating the hunger crisis?
Yep, so look, there's three ways I always like to say. There's food, there's funds, and there's friends. So we need food. So we have here in Victoria, we've got a food sourcing team of two people. So we can't get across every organisation in the state. So if you're an organisation out there that manufactures or processes or imports or exports food that you sometimes have surplus, please contact us. because we can redirect that food out of landfill and to people that need it. Funds. So by supporting Food Bank, you not only support Food Bank, you support 480 other charities around the state, because we supply most of the food that agencies are giving out. So by supporting us, you support 480 other charities. And just to give you an example of the impact of that, so for every dollar that's donated to us, we can distribute $8 worth of food, which equates to $25 feeding a family of four for a week. So we're very good at stretching a donor's dollar. And last is friends. So we need volunteers to help us get the food out to people, because we're predominantly a volunteer-run organisation. But also it's around the message. So we need help to, as you're helping us now, get that message out to people and let them understand that when we say there's 3.6 million Australians looking for emergency food, they don't just dismiss it and go, oh, that can't be right. It's that you have the opportunity to educate people and say, it is right, and here's why, and here's how you can help. Because the more that we can bring this issue to the mainstream audience, much like it's been done with domestic violence, much as like being done with institutional child abuse, that can it can be fixed. So this isn't a problem that can overwhelm Australia. It's a problem that Australia can very easily solve if the political will's there and if enough people understand the issue and help us end it. Because we're a net exporter of food. So we have the food here. We should be looking after ourselves and our friends, our families, and our communities.
Thank you, Dave. Hopefully we can feed and help more Australians in the coming years.
Thank you very much. It's great to have the opportunity.
Dave McNamara of Food Bank Victoria.
SBS.
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 SBS Radio.